I don't know about you, but I have to confess there's not much about political life that I find edifying. I look at politics, whether it's local or national or international, and it doesn't exactly encourage or brighten my life. There seems to be that constant fault-finding, constant finger-pointing, constant desire to blame, and it's far from edifying. And yet things changed last weekend for us locally. There's been a different side to local politics that has bubbled to the surface. And it has been encouraging, it has been edifying. Following the death of one of our MLAs, Christopher Stalford, there was a great unity, a sense of unity in compassion, in respect, in appreciation, in just courtesy. And from right across the political spectrum, that compassion, that courtesy was shown. It was just kindness. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't difficult to do. It didn't mean anyone setting aside their principles or their political aspirations. It was simply kindness. Would to God that that kindness marked more and more of our political life. That that kindness permeated and came to the surface more and more throughout our society. Think how it would be if we were all more kind to each other. If we just took that moment to say something kind, encouraging, to do something kind, it would be a different world, a different place to live. But this world is an unkind place. And this week, you don't need me to tell you that. As we witness the brutality of conflict and war, this world is an unkind place. And to be kind is almost sneered at. We've got to that situation where if someone shows kindness, they're almost laughed at. It's assumed to be a sign of weakness to be kind to someone. It's certainly becoming countercultural to be kind, because the culture would push us the other way. The culture would push us towards being harsh, being judgmental. Perhaps that's why the Bible sees kindness as evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In the life of a believer, part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit works in us, one of the things that people should see about us is that we're kind. Not complicated. Simple kindness. But perhaps because it is so simple, we gloss over it. Perhaps because it is so simple, we think it's not important, and yet here it is, right in the middle of the description of the fruit of the Spirit. We're called to grow in that kindness. Our kindness grows as we become more and more like Jesus Christ. That's what happens when the Holy Spirit's at work in us. When the Holy Spirit is at work in your life and my life, we become more and more like Jesus. And the kindness of Jesus begins to mark our lives. That's why it's important that we spend some time over Lent looking at those habits that will help us grow in Christ-likeness. That's why I would want to encourage you to be part of that, to take the material, to join the group, to be part of the discussions over these next weeks. Not just to fill your Wednesday evenings. I'm sure you have plenty of other things you could do. But so that we may grow in our Christ-likeness. I have to confess, when I was at Union Theological College, Hebrew was not my favorite subject. I struggled with it. I struggled a lot with it. I had to learn passages off by heart, hoping they would come up for translation in the exam so that I could translate them, but I really couldn't translate them. I remember one morning being particularly downcast about it and saying to the professor who was doing his best to teach me, "Professor MacGyver, I'm struggling with this." And he took his glasses off and he said, "Mr. Williamson, the Lord chose to reveal himself to his people in Hebrew and you're struggling with it." And I felt about this high, but I still struggled with it. In Hebrew, I say that to let you know I'm no Hebrew expert, but I want to give you a Hebrew word this morning, which is this one. Chesed. Chesed. It's a lovely word. It's a Hebrew word for love, but it's much richer and deeper than our understanding of love. It's not just a feeling. It's actually an action. It talks about love that intervenes on behalf of loved ones and comes to their rescue. Chesed. It is this love that comes to a rescue. It's often translated loving kindness. Loving kindness. Again, not complicated. Just kindness. Loving kindness. It's steadfast. It's enduring. It's rock solid in its faithfulness. It doesn't waver. That's chesed. And it's God's love for us. So you find it in different places early, or in the passage that Victor read for us, we read this, with everlasting kindness, with chesed, I will have compassion on you. This love that cannot be diverted, this love which won't diminish, this love which won't go away, I will have compassion on you. That's the kindness of God, this everlasting kindness, this loving kindness. And a few verses on in that chapter 54 of Isaiah, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love, my chesed, for you will not be shaken. This is God's love shown to us in Jesus Christ. An everlasting love, an unfailing love, which will never give up. We need to hear that. We need to know that. We need to experience that. Our brothers and sisters in Ukraine this morning need to know and experience that as well as the prayers and love of their brothers and sisters around the world. Chesed. The undeserved kindness and generosity of someone who's in a position of power, someone who has the upper hand, someone who doesn't need to show kindness, but still does. This is our God, who didn't need to show kindness to his people, but always did. That was the experience of God's people. God revealed himself to them even when they weren't looking for him. In his chesed, in his unfailing love, in his loving kindness, he reveals himself to his people. He keeps his covenant with them even though they have long given up on that covenant. God keeps his covenant because of his loving kindness, his faithfulness, his chesed. He is faithful. He is true, he is upright, he is generous, he is always kind. The chesed love of God. Love that is so enduring that it persists beyond any sin or any betrayal to seek to restore, to mend brokenness, to graciously extend forgiveness. Lamentations. There's another example of this hesed, this loving kindness of God. No one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, his hesed. He will show compassion. Nothing is beyond him. Hesed continues. God demonstrates his own love, his own loving kindness, his faithfulness, his unfailing love, his hesed for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Did God have to do this for us? No, he didn't. But in his loving kindness, he sent his one and only Son, that through faith in him, we might not perish, but have eternal life. And once we experience this loving kindness of God in our own lives, once we open ourselves up to this loving kindness of God in our own lives, and experience the scale of that loving kindness for us, then the Holy Spirit starts work in our lives. So that not only are we redeemed by this loving kindness, but we relate to each other with that same loving kindness. And it becomes a mark of Jesus in us. What a different place this would be if everyone who's in a church building this morning left to show loving kindness wherever they went. Not because it's a nice thing to do, but because we have so experienced God's loving kindness for us in Jesus Christ, that we are left with no option but to show something of that loving kindness wherever God takes us, wherever he places us. I didn't know that this was a thing. There is a random acts of kindness day, which was apparently on the 17th of February, 2022, 10 days ago. How many people experience random acts of kindness? I don't know. It's great, and yet it's sad, because every day should be a random acts of kindness day. Not because it's a day that we have to go out and express that kindness, but just because of what God has done in us and for us and through us, our desire is to be Christ-like in our kindness to each other. As the Holy Spirit transforms our lives, as the fruit of the Spirit grows in us, let's make every day one of these days. Every day, a random act of kindness day. Not so that people will look at you and me and think, aren't they lovely people, but so they will look to our God and stand in awe at the loving kindness he has shown to us. May God give us the grace to be kind with and to each other, to be kind when we meet people that just are a bit difficult, a bit demanding, a bit different. To be kind. Let's pray together. Father, we confess that often kindness doesn't mark our lives because we're too busy, we're too self-absorbed, we're too quick to point the finger. Forgive us, we pray. And by your Spirit, grow in us that fruit of the Spirit, which makes us more and more like Jesus. And to you alone, be all honor and glory. Amen.